listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So when you talk about the festive period, it brings with it some color, some connection, some celebration. And we also find that it has some consequences. In many communities, December is a time of generosity, of spending, of enjoying, of being lavish, but often stretching beyond what households can afford. That becomes the challenge, right? We forget that, guys, this is not the end of the world. It might be the end of the year, but certainly there's more life after this, because come January, with its school fees, with its transport costs, with its weighty everyday survival, it becomes tough. And this reflection is not about guilt. It's about wisdom. It's about honoring joy without sabotaging stability. So we're going to be joined by Mr. Muziyamba this morning, looking at how we can spend in this holiday period, but still keep January in mind, so that we can be better prepared. He joins us now on the line. Mr. Muziyamba, good morning to you and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, and how are you?
No, we're doing okay, sir. Trusting that we find you well.
Yes. I hope everything is well on your side.
No, we are all right. The Lord is still keeping us, and we are grateful for this morning, beginning of a brand new week, a beginning of a brand new month, not just any month, but the last month of the year, quite some exciting times. And guess what? The Lord has kept us all throughout the year. We definitely have every reason to be grateful. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking time to share with us how we can equip our listeners this morning on how to prepare for January, even though they can still be spending in this holiday period. Maybe let's begin by looking at pressures, spoken or unspoken, that shape how we spend during festive periods. Speak to us about that and unpack who benefits from these things.
Thank you. So the holiday season, which usually starts in December of every year and winds up in January of the subsequent year, usually comes with what we'd call societal pressures or social pressures. The pressures to want to be part of, the pressure mm-hmm. to want to mingle. Mm-hmm. And because it's a holiday season and everybody's going on holiday, companies are closing down, everybody's winding down towards the end of the year, and everybody is actually getting into the holiday mood in spring.
Yeah.
There's always a tendency to want to be part of or want to match up to what my friends are doing, what my family is doing, what everybody else is doing. And what makes it worse is the society at large. And what I mean by that is the businesses that won't close. So if you go to a Pick and Pay, just last week we had something called Black Friday. And the prices of things were halved. Prices of things were reduced by almost 80%. Mm. And because of that, it just signals the commencement of the spending spree in the holiday season. And so everybody's saying, I want to have fun. I want to buy things cheaply. Black Friday is upon us. Everybody goes into that spending spree. Other people call it the herd mentality. More like, growing up in the farms, in the village, you'd be herding cows. And once you point the cows a certain direction, they all go in one direction. And similar to that, society and people at large, Adventists inclusive, tend to go in that direction. We go with everybody else. So those are some of the factors that influence how we spend. And you take note and take inventory of yourself that, in general, between December and January, we probably spend about 2.5 times to 3 times more than we generally do on a monthly basis. From, let's say, February to around October. And what happens is, come January, when it's time to pay school fees for the children, we don't have any money, and we start to borrow. Yes. And that makes it worse. But I think for me, what's even more disturbing is as we get into January and we've got financial pressure to meet the New Year's obligation, whether it's rent, whether it's household requirements, whether it's school fees or tuition fees, what that does is, because the majority of people end up borrowing because of overconsuming, that directly impacts your tithe and offerings in the first quarter of January. And what we're not seeing is that by the time you're getting into February, you're now starting to repay your debt or your short-term borrowing.
Yeah.
And you only get to be financially afloat towards the end of March as you're getting into April.
So you
find, because of what happened in December, your tithe and offering as an Adventist is impacted in January, February, spilling into March. Right? And the word tells us in Malachi 3 and verse 10 that you have robbed me of tithe and offering. And God is still encouraging us to say, test me and try me. And be faithful in your tithes and offering. Bring meat in my house. If I will not open the floodgates of heaven to pour upon you such a blessing that you will not be able to contain it. And for me, it's a lesson. It's a reminder. It's a blessing, because I need to remember that even before I begin to spend in December, January is going to be affected. I need to know that January, February, and March, I still need to be faithful to my God, who made it possible for me to have an income in December, which is December. So the starting point is we need to start with the end goal in mind. And remember, we need to start with the end goal in mind and remember that we are still stewards, even in December, even in January, we are still stewards of everything that God has given us. And so the Adventist and the Christian must start with God in mind. With God, how would you love for me
to
live my life in this holiday season? Yes.
And I want us
it's
to follow
not about having parties.
Yeah. I want us to follow that
yes,
that
not
mind.
About having prize.
That thought you're bringing across of starting with God in mind to say, I mean, we know that spending costs money. And in this world, then especially in this day, everything costs money, especially if you're going to be wanting to have a nice holiday period. I mean, people then treat themselves to something that they don't usually have during the year because, I mean, it's festive time. Family have visited as well, so there's an extra expense to that. How can we celebrate richly and fully, but without also doing it recklessly, like you're saying? Maybe are there some tips you can share with us in this period so that come January, we still have those things that you're saying we still need to meet our obligations?
Absolutely. I think the starting point is just what I said earlier to say, start with the end in mind. I'll give you an example of, I'll start from the Bible. Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 2. It says, these things were preached unto them, meaning the Israelites, in their time. These things were preached unto them, as they are being preached unto us today. But at the time of the Israelites, these things were not mixed with faith. And so the Bible is telling us, if you read Hebrews chapter, I think from 1, verses 1 up to verses 6, but specifically around verses 2. It says, these things are not new. Life was preached, that the gospel was preached to the Israelites, except the Israelites died in the desert because they did not mix these things with faith. And it's the same message to us today, that in our lives, we need to live according to the tenets and principles of the Bible of Christ. And we need to mix these things that are preached to us in stewardship with actual faith. It's not enough to do things because we have to do them. No. It only takes root and meaning in our lives if we mix these things with faith and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do I mean? I mean, if we are going to live our lives January to December, and another January to December, we need to live our lives the same way we've lived them, as if we were the children of God. If I want to go on a holiday in December, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with scheduling a holiday in December. But I must schedule it in the same way and plan it as I would a holiday in March. Right? And so if I want to go to Cape Town, for example, for a holiday, or I want to go to Livingston, I want to go to, I don't know, Barbados out there in the north, or I want to go to California, wherever I want to go in the world.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that we must plan it as would a faithful Christian. And so in my planning, what I'm saying is I'll figure out what it will cost me to go and pay for an air ticket, or to go and, or if I'm driving to a particular place, what it will cost me to for the fare of the ride, what accommodation will cost me, what in general food will cost me. The food price won't change whilst I'm on holiday than it would in December, than it would in August. So okay. In other words, my mindset should just be the same in December as it is in August. It shouldn't change. Time will still start at midnight and it will still end at midnight. Mm-hmm. The sun will still rise up at 5 a.m. and it will still end at 6 p.m. So there shouldn't be a difference just because it's December. Mm-hmm. And remember, as we get into December, there is always this pressure to succumb to. There's always this pressure to acclaim to. There's always this pressure to fit in.
But being and honest, though,
I royal priesthood.
Yeah, yes. I'm just saying with December. I get it that the time is still the same. But surely, I mean, it's really saying, you know what, you deserve a break. Unless if you're saying people don't deserve, if they worked hard in January or in March or in August, they must still work hard in December. Surely there's time to break, to take a break, to treat yourself. You've worked hard. You've been holding on and for dear life to the budget. You've been squeezing absolutely everywhere that can absolutely be squeezed. And you're saying, come December, don't change, guys. Continue that life. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that have fun, but have controlled fun. What I'm saying is, have your holiday, but remember to abide by the same Christian principles you've been abiding by all throughout the year. What I'm saying is, you can take a break, go on holiday, relax. The Bible actually encourages us to relax.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, don't be reckless. That's what I'm saying.
I get you.
Don't be reckless, right? Because January is still going to come. February is still going to come. And the demands of the household will still come. Nonetheless, the gospel still needs to be preached. So go on holiday, thank God, praise God. It's a festive season. It's a Thanksgiving season. Pray as much, glorify God as much, relax as much as you can, refresh, restart, rethink, replan on how your year is going to be the next year. But do it responsibly. I think the underlying statement here is to do it responsibly, not be reckless in anything you're doing. It's a temptation to overdo things that come in December. You know what I mean? Because everybody's doing it. That's where the difference is. If you're going on holiday in March, let's say you're going on holiday in May or June, the temptation to be reckless is extremely minimized because the world is out there busy, buzzing, everybody's in offices and everybody's working. But the temptation to be reckless in December is about five times more.
Yeah.
That's where the catch is, and that's where the temptation is.
Certainly.
And so once you get to December, the question is, let's pray about it. Let's think about it. Let's go on holiday, yes, but let's still be
responsible.
Let's still be responsible. Yes. Temptation will come, but we must pray to overcome it.
Certainly. I want us to close off with some practical ways we can share with the listener this morning on how they can prepare then for that holiday period. I mean, this one here, they must just be responsible, that's all. But I think what we need to then train them is to say, come next year's December, if they want to really be spending responsibly, they must start planning for it in Jan. You know, what they can do about saving, about sharing, about spending with wisdom. Talk to them about how they can, even with meager income and resources, they can be creative and be able to live within their means without wanting to compare and look at what others are doing. Talk to us a bit about that as we conclude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think I'll try and speak on my own behalf and a personal testimony. Mm-hmm. So what my wife and I do, every year we plan on going on holiday, and we too go on holiday around mid-December.
Okay.
So about the end of December, thereabouts. And we plan for that in February. We start planning in February for December. We book air tickets by March. We book for accommodation by mid of the year. And we plan out what we, you know, want to achieve during that holiday season or during that holiday by, say, end of October. Now, you don't have to have all the money in the world.
Okay.
All you need to do is plan in advance. And that's really the trick. It's not rocket science. It's not something out of this world. It just means if I would love to go to Nelspruit or Cape Town or Livingston for a holiday, I just need to know what it costs and if I can afford it and if I can plan in advance. It's as simple as that. And so failing to plan is planning to fail. That's a common saying, right? And the Bible tells us, if we are to live for Christ, we must live for Christ today as if today is our last day.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Yes. And for me, that speaks a lot. It speaks into all facets of life. What I want to achieve in 5 years, I need to plan for it today. What I want to achieve in December, I need to plan for it today and start acting on it today. So that when I reach December, the financial and the societal pressures of going with the herd mentality are significantly reduced. I would have achieved and I would have done everything I wanted to achieve. And it starts small. So I'd love to go for a holiday, Cape Town. What does it cost? Oh, it will cost this much in air ticket fees. I plan for that. Once I'm done, I look for accommodation. Once I'm done, you know, I give myself a 6 month period to plan all of this. Such that by the time getting to December, what I would have planned and, you know, spent on all the bookings, I can tell you for a fact, they would have probably been 60% or 50% less than if I arrived in December and then say I would have to go for those in Cape Town.
Yeah.
I would spend a lot more, right? And the fact that, you know, air prices, accommodation, and food prices tend to go up
still
in December,
better, yeah.
It even puts me under more pressure because I'm looking at my friends who can afford it and I'm looking at myself that is struggling then to afford it. But if I can do that ahead of time, it eases the pressure. And so for me, the encouragement is simple, that if I would love to go for a holiday in December, the starting point is, where do I want to go?
Yeah.
What do I want to achieve with this holiday? How do I restrain myself and do things the Christ-like way? You know, how do I find time within the holiday itself to pray and fast and thank God that I've achieved what I've achieved? Remember, many times in the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Christ would find time outside of all the disciples and outside of the world to a secluded place, a secluded mountain. The Bible says Christ would wake up a great while before dawn and go and pray.
Yeah.
But when we're on holiday, do we find time to take, if I'm on holiday for 2 weeks, do I find a day within the 2 weeks to fast? Do I find a day within that December holiday to just wake up at 3 a.m.
And
pray, secluded, away from the whole world? Right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's needed indeed. That's
world.
Needed. Dalla, sorry, I have to cut you, but yeah, our time is out. Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe your final point and then we close because my time is out already. Yeah.
No problem. I think for me, even more so in the holiday mood, let us find time secluded away from the world to pray and thank God that
indeed
we even have the holiday
to celebrate.
To have.
No, indeed. Indeed.
To celebrate, yes.
No,
yes.
Thank you so much.
It's not just party and friendly. Yeah.
Certainly, certainly. Well, thank you, Mr.
Mzimba.
May God bless you. And we appreciate you just opening up our eyes and just helping us to budget better and to plan better and to spend better. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's how we conclude that one. And I'm praying that you picked up a thing or two that can help you along the way.
You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.